This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Derrius Jeters sees an Insta Live of his girlfriend at a Galveston party and drives there in a jealous rage. Gunshots heard around 2 a.m. Denham Cooper, a star high school football star and party guest, hit in the head. The 15-year-old dies at the scene.
Nancy, Jeters texted several people that he planned to drive by the host's Airbnb and shoot up the party. Jeters had multiple enemies at the party, but Denham was not one of the intended targets. Jeters is charged with murder. Denham, better known as Coop or Number 93, was a football hero at his Texas City ISD high school, and his loss is grieved by classmates, friends, his two older brothers, and parents.
A jury finds Derrius Jeters guilty, sentenced to 40 years behind bars. A Bernese Mountain Dog wanders out of his yard, ending up in the Chinese Reconciliation Park, Tacoma, Washington. The doggie gets stuck in wet rocks and barks until a person walking nearby hears and calls police. Officers first try putting a leash on the dog to pull him to safety, but he won't budge. Then they hoist him up on a tarp and carry him away. Tacoma PD escorting the dog to the Humane Society until it can be reunited with its owners. I wonder if they taught that in Police Academy. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Lindley.
A security guard has been charged with murder in the deadly campus shooting of a college dean near Los Angeles. Authorities say 40-year-old Jesse Figueroa opened fire at the Spartan College of Aeronautics and Technology in Inglewood, California. The gunfire claimed the life of Kamisha Denise Clark, the school's newly promoted dean of student affairs. Another female staff member was injured but survived. Clark, a respected educator who began her career at Clark Atlanta University, died from her injuries at a nearby hospital. In a statement, her family called her a guiding light whose leadership and belief in others shaped countless student lives. Prosecutors have charged Figueroa with murder, attempted murder, and multiple felony firearm counts, including enhancements tied to using a gun during a crime, charges that could carry a life sentence if convicted. School officials confirm Figueroa worked for a private security firm contracted by the college. Inglewood's mayor, James Butts, called the shooting a likely case of workplace violence, though no motive was listed in the formal charges. Figueroa remains in custody and is due back in court May 29th. Security upgrades are underway at Pennsylvania's governor's residence after a recent break-in and arson attack. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
On April 13th, just after 2 a.m., an intruder scaled the 7-foot metal and brick fence surrounding the Pennsylvania governor's residence in Harrisburg and broke into the home. Governor Josh Shapiro and his family, who had hosted a Passover Seder earlier that evening, were safely evacuated. No injuries were reported, but the fire caused millions of dollars in damage. The suspect, 38-year-old Cody Balmer, an unemployed welder from Harrisburg, now faces charges, including attempted homicide and arson. State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris outlined a series of security improvements in a letter to lawmakers. Among them, more frequent security assessments, a new uniformed security division, and the installation of an anti-climb fence around the property. Although construction hasn't visibly begun, marker flags around the perimeter suggest it is imminent. The changes stem from recommendations in a security review conducted by former State Police Commissioner Jeffrey B. Miller. Paris told legislators the full report won't be released publicly, citing concerns it could compromise the safety of the governor's family.
The investigation is ongoing, and more visible and behind-the-scenes security measures are expected in the weeks ahead.
Thanks, John. Late January, Lynch, North Dakota, Heather Karras, 39, tells her son she's going out to warm up the car and disappears. The next day, her gold 2000 Chevy Silverado found 15 miles away in Beaver Bay, keys still in the ignition. Police immediately searched the area on foot with an ATE, a drone, no success. Neighbor Travis Doctor says Heather told him she wanted to visit her mom with cancer. Heather has brown hair, blue eyes, 5'4", 120 pounds, tattoos on both arms. If you have info on Heather Karras, please call Emmons County, North Dakota Sheriffs, 701-254-4411. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.